Kaya Biz with Google at 4P.
On Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Yep, we're on the street, we're on the air. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, we shift gears to a story that caught our attention, and I was pretty intrigued by this one. But business confidence in South Africa has ticked up to a three-month high in the month of July, in spite of constrained capacity due to crippling power cuts and, of course, a considerable amount of pressure rising and impacting consumers due to an increase in inflation. To tell us more about the outcomes that we've heard from S&P Global Ratings Agency, we join on the line by Professor Yanni Rousseau, who joins us from Wits Business School. Prof, always good to touch base with you. These numbers caught me by surprise. I thought that the economy is not doing too well, but what do you make of this uptick in confidence?
Good evening, Google, and good evening to the listeners. Google, we have to remember that the economy comes from a very low base. During COVID-19, business confidence did really badly. So in a sense, what we now see is the recovery in business confidence. We see this recovery despite the negative effects that you've just pointed out. However, our current problem in a recovery in business confidence is that we don't see job creation. And that is what the economy needs urgently.
And maybe let's draw these comparisons. As you say, if I'm not mistaken, these numbers are in contrast to what we witnessed just over a year ago. And the country was in a very different space with the July looting and unrest, and of course still struggling with several aspects of a lockdown. So have we essentially made progress from the low base that we come from?
Yes, we've made progress. We saw economic growth last year, and we will see economic growth again this year. The economy will probably grow somewhere between 1.5 and 2% this year. And with economic growth, businesses are more confident about the future. However, as I've said, and as was shown in the S&P index, there are quite a number of factors bearing down business confidence. And what we need to see is these constraints being removed to ensure more rapid economic growth going forward.
And we do need this economic growth, but of course the progress is quite slow. And I'm keen for us just to focus on this confidence and this pickup that we've seen despite some of the ongoing economic challenges. One would ask then, is this confidence translating into increased investment in the local environment, or at least increased business activity in the local economy?
Yes, it leads to increased local economic activity, but not yet all the investment. We need to grow this economy at between 4 and 5% per annum for at least 10 years to make inroads into unemployment, to ensure a better livelihood for all of us, and to get our fiscal position to get into a better fiscal position on a much more sound footing than where we are at the moment. And unfortunately, the government is not playing that role in the economy. The government is not facilitating investment by the private sector to get the economy to grow.
And that's problematic, right? Because that's essentially what we need, the government to govern and create a conducive environment. Are we still lacking there? And perhaps the energy challenge is the first and most prominent example for us to discuss. Our lights have literally just gone off here in studio.
Well, the two things this government must do is get municipalities to function and deliver services, from fixing potholes to treating sewage to providing water. In other words, basic municipal services, and at the other end, to make sure that Eskom can generate electricity. And anything else that this government talks about, that this government thinks about, those are dreams turning into nightmares. So we need a clear focus by the government on these two issues, probably for the next 5 years. And whatever else they talk about, you must just forget about, because then they are unfocused.
Dr. Rousseau, that's a bit of a challenge, right, Prof? Because if we take a look at the sentiment on the ground from a social point of view and the ramifications, if we look at the economics and how it's impacting on society and the livelihoods of South Africans, you look at Tembisa this week, you look at what's happening in Kagiso, the country is literally, I guess, on fire, as some people would say. Do we run further risk of these kind of social challenges, which again, in themselves, will disrupt the levels of confidence, investment, and business activity within the country?
Yes, indeed. That is the exact problem, that you're hitting the nail on the head. And therefore, as I've said, we need to start with service delivery at municipal level. That is what our people need. We need services. We don't need a president talking about smart cities and the president traveling the world to talk about trade. We need our president here to govern the country, to give us clear leadership so that we can focus on the two major challenges we have to overcome before we talk about anything else, either political or economic, in this country.
Way forward, though, Prof, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel, whether it's powered by coal, solar, wind? Pun intended there. It's a joke.
I really like that remark. Yes, indeed. I see light at the end of the tunnel. I still live in South Africa. Uh-huh. My children live here. I plan to make a living here. So from that perspective, I'm quite positive that the government is simply running out of options, and therefore increasingly we will see the government standing aside for the private sector to get the space to get the country onto a higher growth trajectory. The government in itself is imploding as an institution, and that creates space for the private sector to take South Africa to a better future.
Yep. Well, let's hope that they participate actively and with integrity and good governance and without flouting the rules, as business is often criticized for doing that. But really appreciate your time this evening, Prof. And of course, the prospects of this uptick in confidence translating into increased business activity as well as investment in the country. Thanks again for your time, Professor Rousseau.
Thank you, Lulu. Always nice talking to you.
Likewise. That's Professor Yanni Rousseau, who joins us from the Wits Business School, giving us some insight into an uptick in confidence, as illustrated by the S&P Global Ratings figures, showing that we've actually seen a three-month high since the month of July.
Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.